I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
The taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Library.
Yes, but they won't be open yet.
Good. That's the recognition signal agreed on. My code name is Tanya. You are Igor, that you say, isn't it?
Yes, I'm Igor. We are meeting Ivan at the Blue Moon restaurant. Come on.
Today I saw someone I've not seen for many years.
Well, was he in the profession?
Yes, this one here of rumors. It was Boris Ilyenko.
So, you saw Boris Ilyenko. That is most entertaining.
What do you mean?
Come into the restaurant. We can discuss it with Ivan. He will be highly amused.
Ivan?
Tanya, my dear. Oh, you look superb.
Ivan, Tanya's just seen an old friend of yours.
Guess who? Now, don't be foolish. Tell me immediately. One must keep up with one's friend.
Boris Ilyenko.
Oh, it's quite a while since I saw Boris. He was with me in East Berlin. There was nothing wrong with him apart from the fact that he was dead.
Dead?
Yes, my little one. It was at the time when Harry Kane defected. Our cover was blown.
group of explorers and the East German police dealt with Borodyenko. It was expedient that he be eliminated as one of Kane's closest friends.
Are you sure? I know Boris well.
Did you speak to him?
Well, of course not. He might have been on duty, but I just not approach another agent with a gay laugh, my friend. But I'm sure it was Boris. I'm not studied recognition, the way he walks, the stretch of the head on the shoulders, the way the cigarette droops from his lips. Besides, he recognized me. He gave me a tiny wink. You know, just a flicker of the eye.
Any man will wink at a pretty girl. No, I saw him shot. You're mistaken.
If I am, then I've seen a ghost.
I wonder if there are such things.
Let us rather discuss the business of all this here.
I should not like to meet the ghosts of some of the people I knew in the past. Remember, Boris, the huge hand, the way he handled a pistol, other things about him. He was an eliminator himself at one time. No, I should not like to meet his ghost.
Well, a ghost cannot strangle or stab or shoot. Ghost is not material. I've never seen one myself, but I do not entirely disbelieve in their existence.
However, the business. We're concentrating on the mobilization plans for the Eastern Army, as you know. Igor, if your tasks are undermine and subvert government servants of the lower grade, you know your business, and I wouldn't presume to discuss this with you. We'll give you orders.
Very well, I could handle it.
Tanya, I have an immediate job for you. You'll act only as courier. I want you to go from here to the Grand Concourse Hotel, room 76, and contact Alexei. You know him, of course.
Yes, I've had the pleasure of working for Alexei before.
He'll give you a packet of papers to bring here. You'll knock on the door with the usual recognition signal. He will admit you immediately.
And when I have the papers?
He will take them to the East Station and board a train that Alexei will name. Understood?
Yes, perfectly. I shall see you both later. The doctor. He died of a coronary occlusion, a heart attack. But the doctor said he thought that Alexei had died of fright.
It would take a great deal to frighten Alexei, my dear.
Boris was there.
What utter nonsense.
I saw him, as big and ugly as ever, filled with that huge, terrible laugh.
Go to your hotel, Tanya, immediately. I shall telephone you.
Very good. I shall stand by for orders.
A moment, little one. Did Boris say anything to you?
I'm ashamed to say that when I saw him and heard him laugh and saw the contorted face of Alexei, I fainted. Foolish of me.
Not at all. It's very understandable. The shock must have been severe. Now go to the hotel, Tanya, and wait. I must have advice. Although what the committee will say when I tell them we're being haunted, I don't know. I must have time to think.
Very well. Good night.
She knows nothing about real purpose here, I hope.
How could she?
How indeed. But if she did, well, she's a loyal servant of the state, and she would inform us at once. And they would send an eliminator.
You can know nothing, my good friend.
How can I possibly contact headquarters and tell them we're being haunted by the ghost of a man I saw shot? They'd have me put in a lunatic asylum.
Ivan, suppose it is Boris. Come back from the grave to claimed his share.
My dear fellow, what good would money be to a dead man? We can take up the good American dollars and simply vanish in our various ways. And now that Alexei is dead, poor Alexei, it's so much more. I hope it's still there.
Of course it is. Under the slab where I hid it.
And it might be as well not to waste more time. Let's radio in our report tonight as usual and take the train out this evening.
That sounds a good idea. If Boris is haunting the city, I would feel happier somewhere else. Like Alexei, I too am capable of being frightened to death.
Get the tickets. See you aren't followed. You tell no one. Not even Tanya. Agreed?
Agreed. Of course, we put our necks in a noose, but what of that? We've been doing it long enough, but little enough. Now we take the risk for a life of luxury and ease. Think of it, Ivan. South America, here I come. No more spying. No more dirty work. Just love and happiness and pretty girls. Ivan, what a wonderful prospect.
Miss Westphal.
Yes, this is Miss Westphal.
There's a gentleman down here who wants to see you. Shall I send him out?
Thank you. Send him out.
Begun.
If you're here, of course.
Tanya, I'm in love with you.
Love is a petty bourgeois emotion.
Perhaps I'm at heart a petty bourgeois. Tanya, my dear, are you happy?
I was only happy once, and that was in action in Hungary.
You wear beautiful clothes and wear them well. Don't you enjoy that? Don't you love the perfumes and the furs and the feel of silk and lilac next to your skin?
Is it part of your duty to get me to betray myself? You're wasting your time.
How could you think that of me? Listen, wouldn't you like to live in the sun, where it's always warm and one can swim and lay it on the beaches?
What a dream for a man in our intelligent service.
I feel I've done my share.
One has never done one's share, Igor.
Listen to me. I don't intend to deflect. You must understand that. Just to vanish. Yes, I've done my share. My nerves aren't what they were. I'm not so hard or ruthless as one needs to be. And I love you, Tanya.
My dear, it's a hopeless dream. Yes, I have dreamed it. Just to be one of the crowd. Not to carry a pistol in my handbag or play the two-faced game all the time. Not to be on the alert, be able to live freely. And to love freely. My dear, what a silly dream for us and the machine we serve.
Tanya, it isn't a dream. I can make it reality for both of us. Will you listen to me for a moment?
Yes. Yes, I'll listen. But you may destroy us both.
News in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today.
So all the spies are double-crossing one another. Well, that seems ordinary enough. But I'm rather interested to meet Boris again. I'm sure we shall, you know.
Tanya, I must tell you what I have in mind. First, this hotel room could conceal a microphone.
No, I picked it at random.
There was a man named Harry Kane. He was our agent and he defected. We had to close down our ring in Berlin and move east quickly.
And Boris Ilyenko, he headed the ring, then?
Yes. But we had a small fortune in American dollars for the usual purpose of subversion and to pay our agents and saboteurs.
Of course. It was lost when your car turned over and burned. I remember the inquiry. You rushed the Kip border and the guards fired. The car went out of control. You were all cleared.
We didn't lose the money, Tanya. We hid it. Here, in the city.
That's treason.
Ah, a word is a word is a word. Yes, I suppose we were traitors and thieves, but who missed the money after all? There were millions more to draw on.
But this was done.
Very well, I admit it. My dear little flower of the Scotland, I am a spy. Do you think everything I have done is smelled as sweet as your exquisite perfume?
It was done for your country. It was your duty.
It was done at the order of a pig-headed fool of commissars who didn't even believe the good, the reliable information we gave them. Tanya, will you come with me?
It's all right. I don't know. We can never get away with it. They'll find us wherever we go.
Agents do disappear. They know nothing of the money. Beloved, say you'll come. I did work out of the last detail. We'll leave by tonight's train across the continent.
What about his aunt?
His aunt is supposed to come along.
Supposed to?
Oh, let him have his share and let him come. I've had enough of double dealing, enough of murder.
Yes. If we need to escape, to begin all over, then Mrs. Stark is free hands, my dear.
I'll get the city there. Wait for me there. Switchboard.
Give me a line, please.
Very good, miss.
I'm sure it's only a pack of lies about hidden money, but I can see this little game is on. We must stop him.
Of course. Did he try to implicate me in his clever little scheme?
Yes, I should be quite frank. He indicated that you too were a traitor.
Say no more over the telephone. Leave this to me.
Very well. I must, of course, make a separate report to headquarters.
Of course. If you write it now, I can encode it and send it over here tonight.
Very well. I'll start now. Excuse me, Ron, I'm out the door. Goodbye till I bring the report.
Do not scream, Tanya. It is only me, poor Boris, returned from the grave.
Ticket to death, that's what you had. You went straight from here to Tanya, didn't you?
I love Tanya, she loves me.
You can't stop it.
Poor fool.
Why did we not have a chance of happiness together?
Blundering idiot. She's a conditioned and dedicated party member. She got through to me immediately to report your defection.
I refuse to believe it.
She demands that a report be sent through to headquarters tonight. Tonight!
Oh, no. Not Tanya.
When will you come to your senses?
All right. I believe you. I'm betrayed. I'm a self-deceiver, a fool, an idiot.
You've betrayed me, too.
And what can we do? There must be some way out.
She will come here with her report. She must never leave. Do you understand?
Oh, but I couldn't. Ivan, sir, I'm a fool and worse, but I love this woman. I tell you, I love her.
Then you must leave it to me, my friend. But first, we must get the money from where it's hidden.
Must Tanya be eliminated?
What do you think, my poor, demented friend? You've always had a weakness for pretty women, and I always warned you to be the death of you.
If it must be, it must be.
Take a woman like Tanya to South America is asking for trouble. Besides,
Can't you imagine the lovely senoritas that will be there? And you have the tickets.
Yes, here, Don.
Come with me. That'll be safer.
Anything you say, Don?
Now for the money.
It's in the cathedral. I ducked in as though I intended to pray. The stones were warm and old, and it was simple to pry one up. Nobody saw me, I'm sure of that.
Right. Take the offer.
You for so long, dear Yvonne, you got into...
Oh, tired. Tonight we escape. Igor must go. Go to the station and wait. I'll be there by train time.
Murdering
crime. I can explain the whole thing.
I'm sure you. I'm afraid you will not.
When they come to call you, they will find there has been a trap. Two star-crossed lovers who have chosen to die rather than be the time. They shall write a charming little note.
Sorry. I have a gun trained on you from my pocket.
I did not intend to murder you. In my case, it would have been a judicial execution. But I have something very interesting to tell you, little one. So don't shoot, Paul.
I do have a gun. I merely wish to give you a little information. All those lovely dollars you have stolen, it is all counterfeit money.
What?
Don't you know that? You're lying.
But then wait until you try spending them, my friend.
Don't lie to me.
That is all I have to say. Did you really think I was a ghost, little target? Now put the guns away. I have alerted the police and informed them that you are spies. They will take you off the train. Let them go out just as well. A suitcase full of counterfeit dollars should get you 10 years in jail at least. Huh? Ivan?
You play the ghost too long, Boris, to change your role now. Yeah.
I never thought that you could do it.
Yes, finished, Ivan. No South American sunshine, no future. No place for us except prison cells.
Tanya. Perhaps Boris has the best of it after all.
There's a saying in our language, Yvonne, that we would do well to remember. They say that death is the only reality. Goodbye, Yvonne.
Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host, back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door. Of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen